with Mogaba. He said, "He's trying to make the company over into crusaders. He doesn't see it as a warrior brotherhood of outcasts. He wants it to be a bunch of religious warriors." Sindhu interjected. "They worship the goddess mistress, they think, but their heresies are revolting. They are worse than disbelief." Why was he incensed? A prolonged exchange failed to illuminate me. No godless person can comprehend those minute distinctions in doctrine that provide true believers excuse for mayhem. It is hard enough to accept the fact that they really believe the nonsense of their faiths. I always wonder if they are pulling my leg with a straight face. Those two gave me a lot to digest. I tried, but it was morning. Sleep or no sleep, it was time to be sick. I was sick. Chapter 59. Long Shadow's insubstantial messengers warned him of Howler's return long before Howler appeared. He went to Howler's landing place to wait. He waited, and waited, and grew troubled. Had the little ragbag undertaken some treachery at the last instant? No, Shadow said. No, he was coming. He was coming. He was slow. He was in mortal agony. Never had he endured such pain. Never had he suffered so long. Pain obliterated consciousness. All that remained was will supported by immense talent. He knew only that he had to go on, that if he yielded to the pain, he would tumble from the sky and end his life in the wastes. He screamed till his throat was raw, till he could scream no more, and the poison continued spreading through his old flesh, eating him alive, raising the level of pain. He was lost. None could save him but one who wanted him destroyed. The blazing, crystal-topped towers of Overlook rose above the horizon. Howler was but a few leagues away, Shadow said, barely able to keep moving. He had the woman, but was otherwise alone. It began to make sense. Howler had had to fight. Senjak had been stronger than anticipated. Let Howler get her here. Let Howler manage that. Once he had the woman, he would have no more need of the Howler. The woman's knowledge would be enough. Then shadows came from somewhere far away, frolicking in with news that had him cursing before he heard the half. Shadow Spinner slain? Killed by the devotees of that mad goddess Senjak had claimed? Was there no end to the bad news? Could not two good things happen in succession? Must a triumph always presage a disaster? Stormguard was lost. Shadow Spinner's host would evaporate like the dew. Half the Shadow Empire's armed strength would disappear before sunset. Those ragged remnants of the Black Company would come out of the city. That madman who led them would pursue his insane quest. But he had Senjak. He had a living library of every power and evil ever conceived by the mind of man. Once he broached that cask, nothing on earth could deny him. He would be more powerful than even she had been, the equal of her husband at his zenith. There were things locked in her head she would never use. There had been a core of softness to her at her hardest. He was not soft. He would not discard a tool. He would rule. His empire would dwarf the domination and the lady's successor empire. The world would be his. There was no one in it who could stand in his way. No one could match him power for power.